We are embracing the biggest single change to Australia's taxation system ever. It will be of enormous economic benefit for this country. It will make our exports cheaper, our fuel in the bush cheaper, our business operating costs cheaper, and all Australians will participate in the biggest personal income tax cut in this country's history. Now, that is the story. Of course you're going to have debate over individual aspects of it, but we must never lose sight, and I won't be, that the goal, you know, the end game of all of this is to give this country a more competitive taxation system for the 21st century, and that is what I'm committed to, and I want the Australian public to know from day one of my return that I am absolutely irrevocably committed to this new tax system, because I believe in it. I believe it will be good for our country. That is why I'm committed to it.
Okay, that's the big picture story. Mm.
But it's also the main story.
But public confidence in the GST, I would suggest to you, at the moment, needs to be restored.
Well Steve, public confidence is often in the eye of the beholder. I mean, if you look at the public's judgment, we did go to the last election. We won that election with it. It has been passed through the Parliament. We're not now talking about something that might happen. We are talking about something which is now the law of the Commonwealth of Australia. It was passed through the Parliament. Of course you're going to have debate over individual items.
But a lot of items.
But Steve, there's... Well, because it is a major overhaul of the system. I mean, the whole idea of a broad-based indirect tax being part of tax reform is to tax everything at a relatively low rate and get rid of the ramshackle system at the moment where you have some things taxed at over 40% and some things zero rated, and to establish a system whereby you can make our exports cheaper, our business operating costs lower, and in the process give everybody a $12 billion, give people a $12 billion tax cut where 80% of the Australian community will be on a top marginal tax rate of 30%. Cents in the dollar or less. Now that is revolutionary in a beneficial sense.
But when there's been confusion over rounding up, over the GST and local government, over claims...
Well, there's no confusion about GST on local government. We laid down a principle that things like water and sewerage rates and municipal rates would not be liable to the GST, but where a fee for service was being where a fee for service was being charged, there would be a GST. And we said that well before the 1st of July, and I say now it will be quite soon, the Treasurer would be releasing a detailed outline of the implementation of that overall principle. There has never been any confusion. I mean, what you've got to understand, Steve, is there are plenty of people out there who are trying to destroy this politically. The Labor Party is Bob Carr, the New South Wales Premier, made an allegation about small business last week. I've read that report. And that report, in fact, finds that the businesses reported that the implementation costs were not going to be as great as they expected. I mean, if you actually read the full extent of that report...
But surely, Prime Minister, that's your problem. You're waking up every morning to a new headline, claims that rents are going to rise by more than twice your government predicted. I mean,
But Steve, I expected this. I mean, of course, I mean, we are playing for high stakes because the Labor Party doesn't have an alternative taxation policy. They have one policy for the next election: try and create as much fear and loathing about the GST, hang the public interest, forget about the long-term economic benefit for the country, forget about the personal tax cuts. I mean, Mr. Carr wants the extra money that the GST will give him, and so he should. And the people of New South Wales should be saying to him, we want that extra money for our government schools, for our public hospital system and so forth. The states will be better off because they will get the GST.
You going to reconsider the GST on tampons?
No, well, I don't believe there's any case for doing that. I mean,
what's the difference between... and I don't want to get too specific. Difference between tampons and toilet paper.
Well, Steve, as far as... I mean, I think the GST should cover just about everything. And you'll remember that was our original idea.
Sure.
And that the Democrats said, no, we won't pass it unless you take certain things out. But people, for example, have argued that you should... You know, if you don't have GST on condoms, why should you have them on tampons? Now, my argument is that initially we didn't want that that anomaly. We wanted it to apply, and in the course of the discussion with the Democrats, they said, no, we want taken off condoms, we want to take it off a few other things as well. Now, if you agree to take it off, say, tampons, then within a few days, somebody will mount a case to take it off something else. And the whole thing then comes under challenge. See, the whole essence of a goods and services tax, remember, is to have it on effectively everything at a relatively low rate, so you can get rid of these very, very high rates on some things which distort economic choice. I mean, of course, if you look at tampons in isolation, just as you look at something else in isolation, you can mount an argument to take the tax off it. I can mount an argument to take tax off children's clothes. I can mount an argument to take the tax off old people's clothes. I can mount an argument for a whole lot of things. But we've had that argument. And if you start doing that, you will have no GST in the end, and the whole system will begin to unravel.
So do you stand this morning, stand by that undertaking you gave all Australians, that no Australian will be worse off under a GST?
Except tax cheats.
Except tax cheats. Mm. And no price will rise by more than 10%.
We are committed to all of those undertakings, and that is why we acted in relation to this rounding up issue. There's no way that in the process of any kind of rounding up that business is going to be allowed to produce a situation where something goes up by more than 10%.
Why won't you? I mean, Labor is now saying they're going to try again to legislate to have the GST identified on price tags. Why won't you allow that?
Well, other countries that have the system we're adopting don't do it. Of course the Labor Party is trying to... I mean,
it's not a bad argument for it, unless you don't want the Australian public to know.
No, that is not the case. You don't have the wholesale tax component on the price tag now, and we've had that system since the 1930s. I mean, if the Labor Party was so committed to it, why didn't they, when they were in office, bring it in on the wholesale sales tax?
GST's due to come in July 1. Mm. You're due to go to London. Mm. Timing's not good.
But, Steve, the real work in relation to getting everything ready will occur before the 1st of July. I mean, let's face it, if the 1st of July goes well, and I'm sure it will, because this is a win for the Australian community.
Could be a loss for you.
But, well, no, Steve, I don't believe... But leave me out of it. I mean, in the end, you're going to public life to do good things
but
for the country.
But electorally, it could cost...
Well, yeah, but, I mean, Steve, I took a risk on this electorally at the last election, a huge risk. And the Australian public voted for it because we convinced them that it was good for Australia. Now, that remains my view, and that is why I will be spending the next 6 months responding to people's concerns, but also pointing out the enormous benefits.
Couple of quickies. Mm. You're happy with the position that Mobil has taken on this avgas crisis? I mean, very few operators have seen the colour of Mobil's money, and they will not talk compensation.
Well, I'm not prepared to say yes or no to that until I've got more briefing today. I'm pleased that we appear to be getting towards some return to the air, and that's very desirable, but until I get more information, particularly from John Anderson, I'm not going to say yes or no to that.
Finally, tomorrow night you will announce the Australian of the Year. Mm-hmm. Would you like, just for a change, that person not to be a sportsman or a sportswoman or an entertainer? Just for a change.
Well, I won't try and preempt who it is, because I've been informed, although I have no role in the choice, I've been informed
but
who it
is. But just for a change, a real Australian.
Well, hang on, but frequently it is. I mean, Peter Hollingworth, the Archbishop,
right,
didn't come into that category. Peter Doherty, a Nobel Prize winner, he didn't come
apart
into...
Apart from that?
Well, that's two. I think if you go back over the years, the late Professor Sir John Crawford... That's three. Manning Clark, four. We've had Aboriginal leaders, five. I think it's a bit of a distortion to say it's always
an
entertainer. Always. Oh, no, but anyway. No, you just,
we'll know tomorrow.
You just raised the possibility.
We'll know tomorrow night.
Indeed.
Good to see you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Prime Minister.